All right, thanks for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM 107.7 FM, Community Connected. You're listening to Coffee Time. I'm your host, Vince Tropea. And today we are chatting with Ryan Hedges and Cassie Weber. They're here to talk about the Junior Livestock Sale that's going to be happening August 6th. Hedges is on the sales board for the Junior Livestock Group, and Weber is the Riverton Administrative Assistant for the UW Fremont County Extension. Like I said, they're going to be promoting the livestock sale, and they actually brought along a couple of the kiddos who have some projects and animals in competition. But before we talk about the event, how is everyone doing this morning?
Doing great, Vince. How are you this morning?
Doing great, Ryan. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Doing good this morning.
Cassie, thank you for taking the time to stop by and fill us in on the Junior Livestock Sale. It's going to be happening August 6th, 10 a.m. at the fairgrounds. Could one of you just kind of give us a little background info on how long this has been going on and what the livestock sale is all about?
Well, Vince, it's been going on for quite a while, I think ever since the fair started. And it's just a great culminating event for the kids of Fremont County. They start their projects. A lot of them start them in the fall with the beef projects. They have to have their animals weighed in and tagged by February 1st for the beef. Lambs, hogs, and goats are June 1st, along with the rabbits and chickens. And I think that's what we sell at the sale. So they put a lot of effort and work into this. And I think last year's sale was a record-breaking sale for us.
That's awesome.
For the youth. Yeah, it was phenomenal for the youth of Fremont County. And we're looking to try to get that support. It's the support of this local community is phenomenal, just astronomical, the way they come out and support the youth of Fremont County in that.
That is amazing. And now when you say sale, who's buying these animals?
Numerous businesses in the county.
Okay.
From private to businesses, great supporters. I'd get lost if I tried to name everybody.
Gotcha.
But there's, you know, we advertise and we thank them, but the supporters are just phenomenal for Fremont County supporting the youth.
So the kiddos raise these animals all year. They're doing all the work. They're feeding them. They're taking care of them. And this is like the culmination of all their efforts.
It is. It is. And as you know, with this year, you know, the price of feed has skyrocketed for these kids and with inflation. So they've worked really hard trying to keep their costs down, trying to be economical in that and raise these animals where they can make a profit. And, you know, I know you'll probably hear later, a lot of these kids use their money for school projects, to go on to college, to fund their next year's project. And so, you know,
okay,
they use the money is very beneficial in it. And not only the money, but it teaches them so many things.
I can only imagine.
You know, hard work and getting up in the morning and taking care of that animal and responsibility. And so, you know, it's just a great thing that the kids do. And we really appreciate the community supporting these kids and what they do.
Well, that is great because it teaches them all the responsibility, but then a concrete thing at the end of all their efforts to see to reap those rewards.
Yeah, they get a great reward at the end. If they can kind of see if they work hard and put in the effort in that, there's always something there for hard work.
And they learn and grow with each year.
Yep, they do.
So. Now, Cassie, what is your role? It sounds like you do a lot of the organizing for this event, correct?
So, yes, the extension, we do a lot of behind the scenes. We do, when they first sign up for FAIR, 4-H, we help the kids from the beginning of 4-H, getting all their projects in order. We also get with the FAIR board and we help set up and make sure the kids have their animals ready, all the paperwork they need in, make sure if any moms, dads, grandmas, anyone has questions, we're there to answer questions, print off anything they need. So, yeah, so anytime any child needs anything, there are any questions, we really try to be there, help them, guide them, be like, well, we should try it this way. And when FAIR comes around, we make sure they make weight. So, you know, feed them more, just really give those kids guidance on getting their projects in and done.
Yeah, because that's a huge undertaking. I mean, that's a years-long process, months-long process.
Yeah,
so it's been kind of daunting.
Yeah, like February, their steers, they need to be tagged, like Ryan said. So the kids that do the steers, they're starting. We have our sale in August, and then they're already starting to look for steers for the next year. So they really have to learn that budget and the business part of it at the end of the year to make sure they have, this is what I need for my next year's project, this is what I need to budget for food, and then make sure they have all the paperwork. And then the horse show we set up for also make sure they have their backgrounds, paperwork.
Everything all figured out.
Everything in, so the judges, when the judges come in, everything's ready.
And they can just focus on showing their animal.
Yep.
That's amazing. And that just, it does sound great, too, because that is basically like a full lesson plan. So in one, I mean, you got the math, the budgeting, the logistics aspect of it. That's great.
Also, the volunteers during fair. Oh, my gosh. So many volunteers that help make this possible. This year, we have a huge volunteer coming in doing the exhibitor breakfast. And we had so many donations so we can make that happen for the kids again, which is in the mornings. And... yeah, so much behind the scenes.
Oh, I bet. But once again, it's all for the kiddos and all the efforts that they put into it as well. And I understand you guys brought two kids today who kind of have similar last names to the two of you. Am I right?
Yeah. So I brought my daughter, my middle daughter, Kimberly. And then Ryan brought his oldest daughter. Well, I guess only daughter.
Youngest child.
Oldest and youngest.
Yeah.
They're going to come in and tell us about the animals that they have that they're trying to sell. But you guys did mention that they have artwork and other things that they're going to be showcasing as well. So it's not just the animal sale. Is the artwork for sale? Is it just for showcase? How does that work?
So, the exhibits. They are in the Heritage Hall. They got judged Thursday night. A judge comes in. They judge. They have to talk about how they made it. If I had to buy any product to make my product. Kimberly did welding, so she had to explain how she could weld the horseshoes together.
That's so cool.
So there's so many different, there's welding, woodwork, pictures, like any exhibit, food, so many different categories. I think Tuesday they will be open for display in the Heritage Hall, and there are silent auction baskets for each 4-H club that they set up to sell also.
That's awesome. So you've got artwork, you said woodwork, welding. It sounds like there's a lot of things that people have to look forward to at this.
Yes.
Yep. And now if people are interested, I'm sure it's obviously too late to register any type of animals or anything like that. But if they're interested in attending, how did they find out about that? How did they reach out?
So attending any of the shows during the week for the 4-H kids, you can go onto the FremontCountyFair.org website, and it has a list of the shows starting Saturday with the parade and then going all the way through the sale of next Saturday.
Okay. Perfect. So a nice schedule all of week. Events. Yep. What was that website one more time?
FremontCountyFair.org website.
Perfect.
I just wanted to give a quick update on some of the changes at the sale we're doing this year. We are changing it up a little bit. That we tried it out last year. We tried some add-ons, what we call. So when the buyers come, we were having a lot that, you know, sometimes you're spending $1,000 to $5,000 on a lamb, and some of the smaller business just couldn't afford to do that. They want to support the kids because they support their businesses. So we did what you call an add-on, and that business can say, well, I want to give Kimberly $20 as an add-on to that. They don't buy the animal, but they give them $20 as an add-on. And that was extremely popular last year, that the smaller businesses or grandma and grandpa or somebody or the place you bought your lamb could add a little money on to your project and show that they appreciate what you've done and show some support. So
totally.
That's available. That can be online. I think we'll open that up just before next week sometime, and you can go online and sign up and do some add-ons, and you can do it at the fair during the sale.
Okay.
Or we go till Tuesday morning, I think at noon. I hope either Monday at noon or Tuesday at noon, you can still do the add-ons. And I think we had close to $16,000 to $20,000 last year in add-ons for these kids, that these places that wanted to buy an animal but couldn't buy one because they were too expensive, or the one they were looking at went too high. Then they would take some of that money they had budgeted for this and give to the kids as an add-on.
That's amazing.
So it's a great way for the smaller businesses or somebody that has a lot of kids that come to them to be able to spread it out. Instead of just spreading it to one kid, they spread it out to a lot of individual kids.
Yeah, that's a great addition from the sounds of it.
Yeah, it was phenomenal. And then also for the buyer dinner, we usually have a buyer dinner at the end of the sale, and sometimes the sale drags on, and we can't really – you know, nobody wants to stay and have the buyer dinner. So this time we're doing it a buyer lunch. And from like 12 to 2, we're going to have some roasted Wyoming Community Bank sponsors that and Pepsi. Okay. We're going to have some smoked brisket and for all the buyers. And the kids are actually, I think the Lander FFA is going to deliver it to the buyers in the stand, and that is a change up this year. So it's going to be nice.
That is awesome. And yeah, just something, a little something for everybody when they show up.
Exactly.
Well, great. Well, thank both of you for stopping by to fill us in on all of that. And yeah, we're going to go ahead and get a couple of these kiddos in here from the sounds of it, right?
Correct.
All right. All right, we are now in studio with Kimberly Weber and Elena Hedges. They're two of the students and kids who are going to be in competition at the Junior Livestock Sale with their animals. Kimberly has a steer named Pickles that she's going to be trying to sell, and Elena has a lamb named Cottage Cheese for sale. I love these names. And they each have some artwork and some other things going on at the Junior Livestock Sale. But before we talk about how you got involved with livestock sales and the artwork that you have that's on display at the sale, how is everyone doing this morning?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Thanks, Kimberly.
I'm doing great, thank you.
Elena, thank you guys so much for stopping by today to tell us about this. So Kimberly, we're going to talk about your woodworking and welding here in just a moment. But first, you've got a steer named Pickles that you're going to be trying to sell, correct?
Yeah. And the reason I named him Pickles was because that's one of my favorite foods. And the reason, so I usually show sheep, and the reason I chose to do a steer this year was because I wasn't making too much with the sheep, and I really do enjoy steer or cows, and they're just one of my favorite animals.
Why are they one of your favorite animals?
I don't know. I like them, like the fluffy steers, the Highland steers. I like those.
It is. I love. Yeah, that's a great reason to name it Pickles. I'm a pickle fan too. Everyone I go out to eat with, they don't eat their pickles. I'm the one that says, "Let me eat that pickle." Are you the same?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's just a great way to take one of your favorite food items and name it for the steer that you'll be selling. So, how long have you been? You said it was lambs first that you did.
Yeah.
And then you made the switch to the cows. How long does this take to get them ready for the sale?
So we got my steer in the during Christmas, so it was still snow on the ground. So we had to wake up really early at 6 or 5 in there and feed it. So we started feeding it just a half a bucket of grain. So it was a mix of grain and then cracked corn and then sweet feed. And then we feed it, and then during the nighttime, like at 6, we'd feed it again. And then we'd also do hay. So,
wow. So you're doing all this before school starts.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah, that's a lot of effort that goes into it. Which one was harder, lambs or the steer?
Definitely steers, because we have to get them way earlier. I bet we get our sheep like after school, so during summer.
Okay. Now, are you really looking forward to this this year? Is it because this is your first year doing the steer?
Yeah.
So what do you expect to be happening at the sale?
Well, I'm kind of nervous, to be honest, because he's not too tame and he's kind of wound up.
Okay. Pickles is a little crazy this year.
Yeah.
Now, in addition to Pickles, the steer that you're going to be looking to sell at the Junior Livestock Sale, I'm getting all messed up here, August 6th, 10 a.m. at the fairgrounds, you also have some woodworking and welding projects that you're going to be displaying as well, correct?
Yeah.
You're the grand champion of welding? That was the recent title that you got?
Yeah.
Explain that to us. What are you doing for your welding?
So for welding, I'll just tell you how I did it. So yeah. I took barn wood, and then I took a metal rod, and I took a horseshoe, and I spray painted them all black except the barn wood, and I welded the horseshoe onto the metal rod, and it was it was 90 degrees, so it was like it could hold a hat on it, so it was going to be a hat rack.
Okay.
And I did that for every single one, and then I took another horseshoe and I welded that on so it could hang on to the wood, and then I nailed it on with horse nails.
That's amazing. So what was the final product?
It was a hat rack.
The hat rack. That's amazing. Where did you come up with that idea?
Well, I was scrolling on TikTok and I saw it and it was really cool. So I just decided to make it.
Another thing, in addition to school, raising the steer, you're making some amazing welding projects and you do woodworking as well.
Yeah. So I'll just tell you what I did for woodworking.
Please.
It was a coat rack because my mom, she needed a coat rack. And so I was like, okay, I'll make you one. And then again, it was out of horseshoes. So I bent the horseshoe. So one part was straight and then the other was bent out. And so you could hang stuff on it. And then one of the horseshoes, it was a little closer to the board than most because my mom, she always like got mad because her purse needed to get hanged, and then everybody like would hang their stuff on top of it.
And she couldn't find it, so she's like, "Where's my purse?" So yeah. This was kind of a solution to that.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Well, good for you. That's really cool. And those are going to be are those for sale or are those just for people to look at?
Those aren't for sale. I'll probably use them, but those are just for people to look at for now.
Cool. Well, Kimberly, thank you so much for filling us in on all that. Now, moving over to Miss Elena Hedges. Now, you have a lamb named Cottage Cheese for sale, correct?
Yes, sir.
What is the story behind Cottage Cheese?
So the first time I went to wash him, his wool looked like cottage cheese. I'm like, huh. I'm like, his hair actually looks like cottage cheese. So I'm like, I'm going to name him that.
That's perfect. Yeah. That's great. How long have you been doing? Is this your first year doing the lamb competition? Or
I've been doing lambs for probably like 5 years. I've been doing 4-H for 9 years now.
Okay. So you're old pro at this.
Yeah,
old
this
pro.
Is my last year. So.
Last year, yes. They said you're graduating this year, correct?
Yep.
And you're going off to the Marines?
Yeah, September 6th.
Good for you. Well, thank you so much ahead of time for your service. That's amazing. Yes. We appreciate that. Now, you are going to be attempting to sell cottage cheese, the lamb, at the junior livestock sale. And in addition to that, you're going to be showing rabbits, cats, and a dairy cow named Musha, correct?
Yes.
So what? Explain to me, so there's some for sale and then some for show. What's are they in competition for the show?
Yes, everything else is in competition, the cats, the rabbits, photography, and art.
Okay. Yeah. And your rabbits, you've got multiple rabbits and multiple cats, correct?
Yeah. Well, I'll only have 3 cats this year, but I will have about 20 rabbits to show.
Okay. We don't need to go into all the rabbits' names then, but no. Do you have good names for the cats here?
Yes. The cat I'll be using for showmanship, her name is Pixie, and then the other two are males, and they are Satan and Diablo.
Satan, Diablo, Pixie, and Musha. I love all of this. Cottage Cheese. You guys are the best namers for all of these animals. So those will be in competition. Have you been doing those animals for a number of years as well, too?
Yes, I've been showing them probably the whole time.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you will also be having some of your watercolor artwork in a mixed media project. Is that the same thing or two separate?
They're two separate.
Those are on display?
Yes, they're in display.
Describe those for me. What do we got for the watercolor?
The watercolor is 2 orange goldfish, and I did them the day before they were due.
So in true student fashion, that is. Yep, I know that game. Yeah. And what about the mixed media project? Describe that.
I had seen a photo on Pinterest that had a woman who had 2 orange butterflies on her eyes, and I wanted to use that idea to make it my own, so I got a portrait of another face, and I searched up a whole bunch of different types of butterflies, and I made them coming out of zippers on her eyes and her neck.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's such a cool inspiration that you took from that and adding it to the animal realm here. Now, what's next? What are you expecting to have happen? Are you really looking forward to a good sale this year?
I really hope it is. We've been going around lately and handing out flyers, so I hope a lot of the companies do come and support all of the 4-H members. So, yeah.
Well, just that's amazing that you guys are so dedicated to your craft you have these hobbies that, I don't know, it seems like you guys have learned a lot, correct?
Yes, I definitely have.
Are you going to take anything that you've learned from your years in livestock sale that you're going to apply to the military when you go there?
Once I finish my 4-year contract, if I do continue the military, I do hope to get my own land and keep my cows and, yeah. Keep on doing that.
keep them, and then have a full field of hilariously named animals at your disposal. Yes. Well, thank you so much for stopping by today, both of you. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you.